Visit the Boston Public Garden, and you're sure to find children surrounding a family of ducks made out of bronze. They are, of course, Mrs. Mallard and her children, Jack, Cack, Lack, Mack, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack. While the ducklings from the Robert McCloskey children's book, Make Way for Ducklings, have become a Boston icon, this is not their only home. WBUR's Bob Schaefer reports on the identical public art project erected in Moscow.
As children play on the ducklings in Boston, parents like Sarah Rager stand by and watch, unaware their children are touching something even remotely related to the Cold War.
I didn't know anything about the ones in Moscow. I mean, we've walked by these several times. We have the book at home. But that's really cool about the ones in Moscow. If I ever go, I'll visit them.
A copy of the Make Way for Ducklings sculpture was installed in Moscow in 1991. Then First Lady Barbara Bush gave the sculpture to Raisa Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev's wife. The ducklings were a gift from the children of the U.S. to the children of the USSR. The offering of public art came as the two countries signed a major nuclear arms treaty. It limited how many warheads and intercontinental ballistic missiles each side could have. Harvard University professor of diplomacy and international relations, Nick Burns, was at the signing as the director for Soviet affairs for the White House National Security Council. Burns says while the Cold War wasn't as heated in 1991 as it once was, the treaty showed the Soviet Union and the United States were committed to peace.
Diplomacy is a combination of hard power, of economics, of military issues, but you also want to be able to connect on a personal level.
And the ducklings were one way to do that.
I had grown up just outside of Boston and, of course, knew about this story. I'd read it as a kid. It was surreal to see, but we were very proud, and I frankly was very proud, to see that part of our culture in Boston had been exported as a symbol of peace to Moscow.
It was public art sculptor Nancy Schern who turned Robert McCloskey's ducklings into bronze figures for the Public Garden in 1987. She did it once again for Moscow in 1991. Even though McCloskey had never wanted the ducklings outside of Boston. Schern says she had always refused to create ducklings for others, so she didn't go against his wishes.
However, when I talked to Bob about this, he said, I would be willing to do this if it's for children and it's not political. So he agreed under these circumstances that it would be strictly for children and not commercial or political.
Schern says Raisa Gorbachev and other officials surveyed 8 different locations in Moscow to find the best site for the ducklings. They ended up picking Novodevichy Park, home to a cemetery for Russian dignitaries and a 16th century convent.
Down below is the most beautiful little duck pond, and the minarets from this convent, which are gold, were shimmering in this beautiful pond, and there were ducks there, and there were little duck houses there for the ducks. So I thought, oh my gosh, it was like a fairy tale.
Almost 26 years later, Russians such as Tanya Malkova are still finding out about the ducklings. A lifelong Moscow resident, Malkova didn't know they existed until she was walking through the park recently.
I saw this group of metal birds, which looked incredibly.
Malkova says she now tells everyone she meets about the ducklings' history.
They bring me back to the time when the world was starting to change. I believe that there is no way back to aggression, and somehow it cannot be turned back. People are people everywhere. So the ducks in Boston and the ducks in Russia, they are the same as people are the same everywhere.
So the Russian ducks are the same as the ones in Boston. But what do Jack, Cack, Lack, Mac, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack sound like in Russian?
Кряк, квяк, ляк, мяк, няк, бряк, вряк, шмяк.
Those of us living in the Boston area, I think we think of this as like a piece of Boston history.
Back in the public garden, Rafi Feingold and his family say it's hard to picture the ducklings outside Boston, but also comforting given the recent tensions between the U.S. and Russia.
Particularly at this time when you have, like, the leadership clashing, to have commonality at a human level seems like a good thing.
Mrs. Mallard and her kids rose above the decades-long divisions between the United States and the Soviet Union. The threat of nuclear weapons, espionage, and political calculations never stood a chance between them. Not bad for a pack of ducks who just wanted to find the perfect home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Schaefer.